I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. Hour two on a Monday night. And Carver Hyde's running it. And I can't talk to him. So it is what it is. I'm going to do the whole show, and I can't fix anything that's gone wrong. There's nothing I can do about it, so it is what it is, so deal with it. I was supposed to have a guest. That's not happening either, and it is what it is. Boom, there you go. Congratulations. Nice job, everybody. So I did want to talk about this whole thing with Britt Reed. I really can't even get over it. I really can. It's amazing to me. But I will tell you that I understand it from a standpoint of anyone can actually that, you know, does something like what he did. I'm talking about Andy Reed's kid, right? The one that hit the family in the car, drunk driving. He was drunk. He was high. And the girl, the little girl ended up in, like a coma, right? So we all know what happened. And, you know, it was right around, the Super Bowl, and Britt Reed pled not guilty today to critically injuring a young girl in a crash. But, the judge allowed him to resume driving with restrictions. Now, I mean, honest to Christ, the judge modified his bond during his arraignment to allow him to have a special interlock device installed that requires him to pass a breathalyzer before the vehicle will start. He was charged with driving while intoxicated, causing serious physical injury in April, 2 months after he hit two cars on an interstate ramp near Arrowhead Stadium. The collision happened just days before the Super Bowl. Of course, the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. One of the vehicles he hit had stalled because of a dead battery, and the second was owned by a cousin who helped. He had arrived on the scene to help, and a child in one of the cars, a five-year-old, suffered a traumatic brain injury. A Kansas City police officer reported that he could smell alcohol and that Reed's eyes were bloodshot and red. He was driving 84 miles an hour shortly before the collision and had a blood alcohol level of 0.113 2 hours after the crash. The legal limit is 0.08, you know, zero. He underwent emergency surgery for a groin injury after the crash, was placed on administrative leave. The Chiefs then allowed his contract to expire, ending his employment with the team. The next hearing will be a pretrial conference on July 22nd. No trial date has been set. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, I have no bones in this, so it's not like I don't care about, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Super Bowl. And obviously, I have no grudge or problem or negative feelings about Andy Reid whatsoever. I know Carver Hyde's never heard me say a bad thing about him. Like, I don't have any ill will toward anyone, frankly, in the organization of the Chiefs. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, and Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on the bench on a Monday night with, or should I say without, Carver High. Anyway, so I have nothing. I have no grudge or ill will toward the Chiefs. This is not my problem, okay? I'll tell you what my problem is. First of all, I want to start with the judge. Now, and you know what's great about it is that I have no idea who the judge is. So I'm just talking about the judge in this case. So the judge modified his bond during an arraignment today to allow him to resume driving with restrictions. Okay, so first of all, I want to... let's just annihilate the judge. Let's start with the judge. We don't know the judge, so it's perfect. Perfect way for me to cut his head off. Here's the deal. What kind of an absolute drip moron on the take crooked judge? What kind of a human being sits with a robe on in front of a court in Kansas City, Missouri, and lets a guy... that is a reputed junkie and a reputed alcoholic, a reputed heroin addict, a reputed drug addict, a reputed multi-DUI drunk. What kind of a effing judge allows a guy with that kind of rap sheet who... hits a car doing 84 miles an hour in a 35 going on a ramp on a highway. 35 going on the ramp, he's doing 84. And he smashes into a car and puts a five-year-old little girl in a coma. And then the judge lets the guy put the device on the car to keep letting him drive. All he has to do is blow into the breathalyzer. As long as he's not drunk, he can drive. I will come back and continue eviscerating the judge. All right, so now listen. I don't have time to dig tonight. I've had all kinds of issues in here, technically speaking. So I don't have time or the wherewithal to get out of my seat and go looking or searching or even the time to search for Britt Reid's, rap sheet. But we all know that this is, you know, multiple incidents with this guy. If you remember, you know, trust me, if I did it, I'd be here all night. I'd literally be here all night reading about him and his brother, right? Now, his brother's dead, so no one wants to hear it. No one wants to hear those lovely chants that, you know, I got nothing to do with his brother being dead. You know, drugs has everything to do with that. Remember, they found his brother dead at the Eagles training camp. You remember? So, and he had overdosed on heroin. So let's get real here. It's not my fault that these things happen. It's just the reality of what happened, correct? So this is the living brother who has just continued on his rampage of recklessness. Any way you slice it, he has dealt with. Now, remember, here's another one. And I'm doing this all off the top of my head. I don't have the ability tonight to pull up the rap sheet. I'm doing this all off the top of my head, remembering how much of a bad seed this kid is. And I don't want to hear it, you know, because that he's a good person or any of this other bullshack. Because I'll tell you what, if you remember, Am I wrong? I'm not even wrong. Like, Carver High could, he'll text me if I'm wrong. But the brother and he both got busted for not only heroin, but for weapons. Like, when they raided the house, Andy Reid's house, they found all kinds of guns and ammunition and sawed-off shotguns and you name it. It was all there. They were like, you know, they were nothing but trouble dealing with guns, ammunition, drugs, heroin, selling it. I remember reading the story of him, like, admitting that he got off on selling heroin to, you know, rich kids, right? Like, you know, the rich suburban kids, as opposed to, you know, selling it down in, you know, Skid Row or to junkies down at the, you know, homeless shelter, right? You know, on the streets. It was easier and the money was easier and it was just a better clientele when you were selling it to the rich, you know, white kids and ruining their lives, right? So the reality is this, is that that guy had all kinds of problems, right? With booze and drugs and you name it, weapons, guns, heroin. You name it. You name it, they did it. So his one brother, his brother ends up dead. And then obviously that would be traumatic for anyone. I don't wish that on anybody. Fair enough. Obviously, I don't wish that on Andy Reid or his wife. Nobody wants to see their kid OD in a and end up in a casket and go into the ground. Nobody wants that for anybody ever. I don't want it for anybody ever. I feel for anybody that has gone through addiction, and it's a nasty, awful, family-wrecking, you know, killer is what it is. So all I know is that the guy has had all kinds of incidents and problems with the law, and everybody, they all know him. In Philadelphia, his name is Mud, and in Kansas City, he had been doing well, obviously, with his father on the chief staff, and he was coaching and doing everything, making his own way as a man. But this ended all of that. So he gets drunk, gets high on Adderall. He was on both. He blew through the breathalyzer 2 hours after the accident. He failed the breathalyzer. Imagine what he blew at the scene. He doubled it 2 hours later. Imagine what he was at the scene, probably triple or quadruple the limit. I mean, if you blow double 2 hours later, imagine what you were when they first got there. Okay, let's just do the math. And I got a lot of friends that are DUI lawyers, so I can tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in that court case because I know exactly what's going to happen. And Carver High knows I'm right. Here's the deal. So this guy blows double the limit 2 hours later, and he fails the blood test because he was high on Adderall. You know, let's just sum it up real quick so we can catch everyone up here on Pharmacy 101. Adderall is cocaine in a pill. It's speed. It's uppity. It keeps you up all night. It makes you, college kids love it. They study all night. They're sharp. They can stay alert. They can stay awake for days, 2 days, 3 days if they stay on it. If they pop a, you know, if they pop four, five, six of them, they'll be up for three, 4 days. You know, each one of them is like a 5 to 8 hour speed session. It keeps you lit. So I know people that have, you know, snorted it because they crush it and snort it, or they just eat it whole, the pill. They get their hands on the Adderall. They sell them for like 20 a pill on the street, and then they crush it and snort it. And, I mean, it tears you up, too. So it tears your body up. So the guy was on both. He was drunk. He was high. And he crashes the car, and he puts this girl in a coma, right, 5 years old. And I can't even fathom that a judge, I can't even absorb. I cannot let that with good conscience. I cannot sit here and even fathom that a judge would allow I mean, it makes absolutely zero sense to me. I cannot comprehend. I can't even wrap my arms around it. How a judge in Kansas City would let this guy put that stupid-ass breathalyzer machine on the car to let him still drive. Okay, so I get it. Everybody says they got to work. You know, I got to be able to drive to work. Well, where's he driving? He doesn't have a job with the Chiefs. I know he's not driving to training camp or mini camp. I know he's not going to OTAs. Where's he going? Where does he need the car to do what? But like, what job? Where would you get hired after you've, got, multiple DUIs and drug arrests in your life, and you're a convicted felon who went to jail, and then you get out, and then what job do you get after you get, in this accident? What job do you get after you put a girl in a coma and you've been high and drunk? What place is going to hire you at that point? McDonald's? Honestly, so I want to know, where is he going that he needs to drive a car so badly that a judge is willing to let that reputed gangster drive a car with his track record of driving cars? The guy drove 84 miles an hour on a speed ramp of 35, crashed into a family, put a girl in a coma. She was in a coma forever. And then you have got to be kidding me that a judge would allow him to have that device on his car so he could drive somewhere. Where could he possibly need to go? To score more heroin? To get another 12-pack? Maybe to pick up some Adderall? I mean, what in God's name is going on that a judge let that guy back driving? Here's like a game plan. If I were the judge, he'd never drive again as long as he lived. And if he did, and we caught him driving, he'd go to jail for 15 years. That's how you run things in the courthouse in Kansas City, Missouri. But evidently, that's not how they run it. They just let reputed drug addicts, junkies, alcoholics, and apparently, I don't even know, killers? I mean, who knows who gave his brother the heroin? You know what I mean? Like, so you can let that out, then let everybody out of jail and let them run rampant and roughshod all over the Show Me State. What kind of numb-ass judge let that guy drive a car again? You stupid ass. All right, Pharrell on the bench. So I pulled up his problems. In 07, he was sentenced to 8 to 23 months in jail alongside his brother for running a drug store out of their house. Basically, they called it a drug emporium. He was involved in a road rage incident in 07 where he pointed a gun at another man's head in a vehicle. That lawsuit was settled out of court for money in 2014, so they paid off the guy that he threatened with a gun. And just so we're clear on the case that we're dealing with, it now listen, I don't care what you say. I mean, at some level, when you do prison time for drugs, heroin, and weapons, you actually, at some level, you don't have a great track record, right? In other words, your resume is not exactly what I would call shiny clean. You've got a spotty past. You have a incident. You have a rap sheet. You're a convicted felon. You did time in prison with your brother, who's dead, and I mean, his brother OD'd on heroin. I've told you that. Like, let's stop with all the let's be nice stuff. I'm done with that. Okay. So this guy gets in this crash, and he had a blood alcohol of 0.113 above the legal limit. The 5-year-old girl, 2 months later, she was released from the hospital. Still, listen to this, she was in a coma for 10 days. And 10 days in a coma. She was in critical ICU in a coma. She got out 2 months after the incident. The 5-year-old was released from the hospital. And unable to walk, unable to talk, and is fed through a feeding tube. Okay, so let's be clear. Can't walk, can't talk, fed through a feeding tube. I mean, she's just leading her best life, right? Because of Britt. Now, obviously, Britt, he was fired. They got rid of him. They tried to make it like talk like his contract ran out. I mean, is there any contract they wanted to have run out more than this guy's contract? They want nothing to do with him, even though they love the father. The sins of the father, right? Too bad the sins of the sons aren't those of the father. It's the exact opposite, right? On April 12th, he was charged with DWI, a D-level felony, which carries 7 years in prison. So now he's pled not guilty to all of these charges. So here's the deal. All right. Blue, 2 hours later, blew up over the limit, and he was on Adderall. And he's been a convicted felon who did prison time for heroin and guns. Okay? I mean, is that enough for you? And then puts a little girl in a coma for 10 days. And then now she can't walk, talk, or eat. She has to be fed through a feeding tube. You know, there's nothing quite like that feeding tube life or the colonoscopy bag life. You know, when you have to have the bag on you for the rest of your life, when you have all these traumatic injuries and everything and surgeries or cancer or whatever else, like, you know, everyone I ever knew that had colon cancer, whatever, they had to go through it. It's not exactly what I would call paradise. One or the other, right? You're on the feeding tube plan. That's not exactly the way you want to live, right? Especially when you're a little 10-year-old girl. She didn't deserve this, like a hole in the head. But all I know is that he pled not guilty today. And I know that the judge has already allowed this guy to drive a car with a, you know, with that unit on it, which you have to blow into before the car will turn on. Now, I know people that have had that luxury, but it astonishes me over the years how they determine who gets to have one of those things. You know who gets to have one of those things? Typically, my guess is, I'm going to just take a nice little guess. You know, usually the guy that gets that one is the guy that has to work, but he's had 3 or 4 DUIs, right? The guy that's had 4 DUIs, but they still let him get in a car so he can go to work, so he can feed his family. Fair enough. My buddy got popped with... this guy I know got popped. He failed a sobriety test, but he was on pills, right? He wasn't drunk at all. He passed the breathalyzer, but he failed the blood test because he had drugs in him. Whatever, he was on like pills or something like that, right? So he failed. So they took his license from him for 2 years. And he couldn't drive at all, and they didn't give him a breathalyzer machine to let the car turn on so he could go to his job. What he had to do for 2 years was get a ride to work every day and get a ride home every day and get a ride anywhere he went ever for 2 years because he failed once, he failed in Pennsylvania, he failed a blood work on, he was on like a Percocet or something, failed the drug test, driving a car, and then lost his driving privileges for 2 years and had to have someone drive him around. If you get caught driving with your license suspended, like for a drug infraction, you get 14 months in prison. That's what they do to you. If they catch you driving when you're not allowed to, they give you 14 months, like a year and 2 months in prison, no questions asked, no parole. So he never drove again. So he never drove for 2 years. And he finally got his license back and it ruined his life. And he had to do all, you know, he had to pay all kinds of fines and everything else. But it's amazing to me because guys that have 4 and 5 DUIs get this machine put in their car, right? And I know they do because like I said, I'm friends with DUI lawyers. I'm good friends with them. And I've actually had these conversations with them about these drunk drivers and how do they get them off? Well, I'll tell you how they get him off. So this guy today pled not guilty, and he's got some high-priced, fancy lawyer who, it's real simple. Let's you know, get this right out there in the open. The more money you have, which his dad is worth millions. I mean, his father, and I'm sure his father's paying for all this. I mean, because the kid has no money. What is he? He doesn't even have a effing job. So I'm sure the father and mom are paying for all the problems, again, that they've done their whole life. That's my guess. I would guess that, right? Like, how do you get a high-priced attorney that costs $800 an hour unless you got a rich dad? Right? Or because if you have no job, how the hell do you pay for that? You don't. So you got some rich hundreds of millions of dollars is what Andy Reid's worth. He's been coaching in the NFL forever. And he's making millions. So I'm sure daddy got him the high priced lawyer, and the lawyers pled not guilty. Like he was never there. Like he never crashed into the girl, into the car, into the family. And like he was never driving 84 miles an hour. Like he was never drunk. Like he was never high on Adderall. Like he never failed the breathalyzer. Like he never went to jail for, heroin and guns in 07. It's like he never pointed a gun at a guy's head in a road rage incident in 07. He's just an angel. This guy's an angel. So what they're going to do is here's what happens. The lawyer, the high-priced lawyer, by the time they're done with these cops that did the pullover, that did the arrest, that did the scene, that did the crime scene, right, that arrested him on the spot at the crash, those police will be dragged into court, and they will be questioned and interrogated, and they will be run through the ringer to every single second of that arrest. Every single measure that was taken, which way they spun him, turned him, breathalyzer, where they did it, where they administered, what the room temperature was, what the weather was outside, what the wind was blowing, what direction the car was going in, the speed, the tires, the tread on the tires, where the girl's car was parked. By the time they're done with those cops, this you know, high-priced, multi-million dollar DUI attorney, I'm sure they hired the best one in Kansas City. What, by the time they're done, Britt Reid will have never even been in the car. The cops will be convicted for hitting the girl. By the time they're done, the cops will have done it. Because the DUI lawyers that make the most money, they turn it upside down on whoever did it, and they make it somebody else's problem. And the kid will get off. And nothing will happen. And that poor little girl can't walk, can't talk, and gets fed by a tube for the rest of her life. What a deal. And then what? Brett gets a job in the NFL with another team because he's such a great coach, such a shining example on the community. You effing loser. You deserve to go back to jail. You're a piece of crap. Your daddy's going to get you off again because he's a rich, famous NFL head coach, which you will never be without him. Without him, you weren't even working in the NFL, you hack. You're a junkie drunk. I mean, honestly, let's get down to business here. How many times can you get popped for drugs and heroin and being a drug dealer and weapons and threatening people and crashing your car and blowing the breathalyzer and failing and being on drugs, and you just keep getting away with it because your daddy's famous and rich? I mean, honest to Christ, I am rooting for this dude to go to hell. Go to hell. That's where you deserve to be, in hell. And suffer in hell for what you did to that little girl. And the fact that some high-priced lawyer is going to get you off sickens me. And I hope that lawyer gets his lunch served to him too. Let me just read this text from Carver High. Hold on, I got to grab my phone again. I put it down. I'm just going to read this text that he sent me. Everything okay over there? You sound really angry. That is just fantastic. Everything's fine. other than technically challenged tonight is what I was, technically challenged. So I can't even describe to the fans what I've dealt with tonight. So I won't. In other words, I can't even comprehend. I can't even, like, I have no way of even describing. I tried to explain it to Carver High, and he just wasn't having it. He's like, you're making no sense. So I wonder what was worse, Britt Reed or the chick I talked about today on the show on Coast to Coast, that at the end of the show, I talked about a woman that got arrested for a DUI. And she was so hammered that she ordered McDonald's from the cop that arrested her. She placed an order with the cop. She said, I'll take a quarter pounder, a large fry. Do you still have the apple cakes? I'll take one of those. And can you give me a frappuccino and one of those delicious South by Southwest salads you have? Some chick that was hammered ordered. She tried to order McDonald's from the cop as he was cuffing her and stuffing her. Or is it Britt Reed, who seems like he's well on his way to getting off on putting the girl in a lifelong coma and, you know, the food feeding tube. Nothing like having that for your, grade school days, going into high school. She should really enjoy that, I'm sure, moving forward. Getting used to the feeding tube and not being able to walk or talk when you're 10 years old. I mean, is there not a God in heaven that, like, just, you know, puts some kind of wrath down on people like this? Because I really gotta tell you, there is just no way. I mean, what kind of world do we live? I'll tell you what kind of world we live in. We live in the United States of America, where anyone can get off of anything if you got enough money. That's what this is. This is a story of high-priced lawyers and getting off. That's what this is. If that guy doesn't go to jail for doing that to that little girl, then you know what? Anybody should be able to do whatever they want and get away with it. You should be allowed to kill people, and you should be able to take hostages and shoot people and stab people and drive drunk and be high on crack. I mean, it is unbelievable to me. Does that not bother anybody on the face of the earth that this guy is driving around right now with some kind of stupid breathalyzer thing hooked up to his car so he can turn his car on and drive around? I mean, honestly, like, is he not the driver of the year? Can we get this guy off the road, maybe? The guy that puts little girls in comas? I mean, you know what they need? They need more of me around to expose people like this. Honestly. I mean, he's the man of the year, Britt Reed, I think. You know, what a leader of men. What a shining example for the community. They got to be really proud of the head coach's son around Kansas City. You know, they love Andy Reid, and I mean, his offspring are just fantastic for the community. They've done such a great job of soiling Philadelphia and Kansas City, putting people in the ground, his own brother, and then putting this girl in a feeding tube in a coma. She can't walk or talk. He's done a great job of soiling communities. We got to get more guys like this. You know what? You know what Britt should do, since he has no job? He should run for political office. He'd fit right in with the politicians in this country. Isn't tomorrow election day? Is it everywhere? I don't even know, but I think I'm supposed to go vote tomorrow for all these crooked sons of Mayotta. Like, it's so funny. My neighbor is running for office, right? And then the lady across the street from him, this other rich lady, she's running against him. So imagine the two neighbors are Democrat and Republican, and they're going after each other and running for the same job. And they're neighbors, like, for, you know, long term. Like, they're not going anywhere. Like, if the guy loses, he's not going to move. If she loses, she's not going to move. They both have wonderful homes and families and everything else. I see the chick at the dump. I have to go to a dump in my community where you get rid of the garbage, right? I see the chick at the dump, like, you know, harassing people as they drop off their garbage to vote for her. She said something to me the other day. I'm going in there right before I play basketball. I mean business, too, when I ball. I got no time for, like, chatty patty down at the dump. Like, I'm just, you know, yeah, whatever. So this chick's like, you're going to vote Tuesday, right, Scott? And I was like, oh, I can't wait. And I'm like, I don't even know you. She's scared to death of me, this woman, because I was like, I don't even know who you are. And you're talking to me like I know you. That's what I said to her. I don't care what you think of me. I know you want to sleep with me. I mean, because all these chicks do. So I'm like looking at this chick going like, yeah, whatever. I can't wait. I can't wait to go down and vote for you on Tuesday. Although my other, the guy, he wants me to vote for him because, you know, we're boys and everything, right? And meanwhile, I don't talk to him either. I've lived next door to the guy for like, I don't know, 5 years or something. I lived in this other part of town for like 10 years. And then I moved here 5 years ago into the new Farrella Palatial. And I've never done anything more than say hi to the guy. Hey, how you doing? He knows full on who I am. And he's like, he'll always wave to me and stuff like that. But that's as far as it goes. So does that equate to voting for him? You know, voting for his political aspirations. I hate politicians, all of them, at the federal level and at the local level. I hate them all. Anyone that's a politician, I hate you dead. Not even like just hate you. I hate you dead. So, I mean, completely dead. I'm better off if you're dead. So I don't care if you die and your politics, you can stick them right in your. Is there anything worse than politicians on it, seriously, in the world? Is there anything worse than them? No. I like umpires and refs more than I like politicians. And I hate umpires and refs. Officials, whatever you want to call them. I don't know which ones I hate the most. I hate them all so much. I think I've established on this show over the years that I believe that I hate the NBA refs the most. And then I'm going to go with NFL officials and then NHL officials. And last but not least, I really don't have a major, massive problem with umpires because at the end of the day, I think they're probably the most consistent of all of them in terms of, you know, if you say anything to them, they throw you out of the game immediately. You say anything to them, anything, you're tossed now. Back in the day, you'd get a really good Earl Weaver argument or Billy Martin. It would go on for 10, 15 minutes. Nowadays, you say one word to the ump, you're gone. I mean, you're just gone. In one word, you're out. So they're as thin-skinned as any refs on the earth, Major League Baseball. So I just don't even care about them anymore. They suck so bad that, you know, they're so awful that I just don't even care anymore. They're so bad. I just don't even care. So it's watching sports I love where the refs screw it up that bothers me, the NBA and NHL. And the NFL, there's so many flags that, like, I don't even remember them playing football anymore. The whole game is about flags. And I'm not even wrong. The entire game is about penalties and flags. Every single play in the NFL, there's a touchdown. Do you not worry about the flag laying on the field? Every single pass, are you not worried about the pass interference? Every single touchdown, now they review, and it takes 10 minutes. Officials and refs and umpires have ruined everything. They've ruined everything. But politicians kill them, absolutely crush them, like 10 to 1. 10 to 1, politicians are worse. And is there anything worse on the earth than politicians? Yes. It's political commercials that they stick down our throats on TV every single day, 24 hours a day, for months and months leading up to local and federal elections. And then I can't take it. I can't take any of them. I mean, today I saw one run. I'm sitting there at dinner eating, and I saw like 10 of them run, and I said, isn't this over tomorrow? Doesn't this end tomorrow? And what's worse than tomorrow is that, like, the day after, like Wednesday and Thursday, they'll still be running political ads because they forgot to take them off the TV channels, right? They're still running them after the election's already been decided. And then now, we don't have elections decided anymore. Whoever loses, like Trump, still thinks he won. He thinks he won still. He still thinks he's the president. He's out doing speeches. He's got flags behind him. He's out, like, he still thinks he's the president of the United States. Moron. And then local officials, they don't ever think they lose either. I mean, I'm surprised after they lose and don't think they lose that they don't take hostages. You know what I mean? Because it's so corrupt. I can't even take it. And then the third worst thing in the world are people like Britt Reed who get, you know, just can't get enough of jail and heroin and guns and road rage and threatening people and then hitting little girls and putting them in comas when they get off because of dirty lawyers. So I'm going to put Britt Reed and drunk driving, drug driving losers along with DUI and drug related lawyers that get them off. They're all in the same scum bucket of the politicians locally and federally. Carver High, does that cover and the refs and umps, does that cover just in general the worst seated people on earth, in our, at least in our existence on this earth, of the people that I can't stand the most? Is that pretty much, do you think that covers the whole group? I know I can't really use you on the show tonight because you sound so bad to me on my end, but at least you can confirm or deny that I'm right about all these people in terms of pecking order.
I think that you absolutely have nailed the pecking order of all the people, with Britt Reed, without question, being at the top of that pecking order.
Thank you, Carver High. And you know what's great about Carver High is that I actually just heard him do that entire little 20-second diatribe without any interference. So now that I'm on this roll, do you have anything to say about your Islanders beating the Bruins tonight?
Yes, I thought the Islanders played very well. They were opportunistic. You were spot on last hour about Rask. The difference in tonight's game was Varlamov made key saves. Rask did not. And that's why the Islanders now have a 3-2 lead going back to Long Island.
Do you remember the sliding save Varlamov made from the left circle where he slid to his right and made the save on a guy? Same play that Eberle scored on. Varlamov made the save. Rask didn't. Rask looked like a wax doll as the puck flew over his shoulder, and Varlamov made a brilliant save with no rebound. That was the difference in the game to me. Those two saves, one was made, one wasn't.
The Islanders are very good at bend but don't break, and they got kind of flooded in that first period, but they got out of it 1-1, and then at the end, I thought Trotz did a real good job calling that timeout after the 5-4 goal with 5 minutes left. That was a big timeout. It kind of settled things down. The Bruins didn't have major chances after that. Nice job there, I thought.
There you go. So you think they'll win it in the barn on Wednesday night, right?
Yes, 100%.
100% that the Islanders will advance to the Final Four, where they will meet either Tampa or Carolina. Tampa leads that series 3-1 as Farrell on the bench. All right, so what a night. The Islanders win 5-4. The Canadians sweep the Jets 3-2 in overtime on a Toffoli goal. And the Nets put a absolute smackdown on the Bucks, 125-86. That is humiliating. I mean, honestly, that loss is so bad that if they don't beat them by 30 in one of the games in Milwaukee, they have to win at least one game by 30 or they're finished. You have to return serve on a beating, because the first game was just as bad. And then they laid down in garbage time and came back for like the back door, you know, trying to sneak their way back into that game. They got their ass beat in that game, too. They killed them. But this one was ugly, flat out ugly. And your boy KD went off for 32. I will tell you this. Tomorrow on Coast to Coast, we're going to play a clip of KD after the game being interviewed by Jerry Greenberg on TNT after the game, asking him essentially maybe the dumbest question ever. Carver High, did you like that, what I played you?
I thought it was tremendous.
we're going to play the dumbest interview question ever tomorrow on Coast to Coast. I'm not even going to tell you what it was tonight because it's too good to leak tonight. I'm going to play it tomorrow at 4 Eastern. So get ready for that. And then right now, going on as we speak, the Suns are putting the paste on the Nuggets, 94-79. Some of that ass-whooping paste. some of that Bob Baffert cream. Make you get high. Make you run fast. Do you think Britt Reed could get his hands on any of that stuff? How much is that, 18 a gram? I don't know. Everybody needs a good lawyer. 94-79 Suns right now, going off. Anything else in sports that happened doesn't matter. I'm Pharrell. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4 Eastern. Good night.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.